Welcome to Transmissions, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third-party Transformers. On this episode, DX9 shows off a new third-party masterpiece-scale Prowl prototype, Monroe Tires shows off its unlikely Transformers tie-in merch, and week 3 of the Hasbro 40th anniversary stream gives us a bunch of new legacy figures. Today is Wednesday, March 27th, 2024, and this is episode 583 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that definitely isn't paying anyone's legal bills with our Patreon money. I'm your host Charles, aka Big C, and I'm joined by the excellent Transmissions team. Creator, producer, and star of Empire of Rust, Editor Mike.
It's me. I'm here.
Scott, the illustrious Dr. Pants.
Hello, everyone.
And Daryl, the Cybertronian Beast.
Yo, let's talk Transformers.
All right.
Did you just try to open a can?
I did. Didn't you hear it?
You didn't hear it.
Now you got to drink that prop. Drink that prop now. Chug it the whole time.
Daryl is the only professional can opener on this show.
Apparently, my joke fell flat. I was planning it. I was going to be a big surprise. Finally, get him back and nothing. Anyway, we do want to start
a cold drink out of it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, refreshing.
All right. Well, I'm not engaging in the cola wars here. I don't care.
RC Cola is the best.
I'm just kind of delaying you here. This is fun for me. I'm having a blast.
Well, I do have to start off.
Do you like the new can design? That's a.
I'm going, Daryl. I'm going. You're going to feel like a real dick when I get to this first topic here. But anyway, we're starting off on a little bit of a sad note because we do want to highlight the GoFundMe for Ron Friedman. If you are familiar with Transformers, the animated movie from 1986, Ron Friedman wrote the script for that movie. He's been a fixture in the fandom in recent years. He's been to several TF cons. He's signed things and done appearances. Great guy. We've had a chance to see him at several TF cons, and he's been very engaging to all the fans and everything. And of course, I think he wrote the book recently about how he killed Optimus Prime, and everyone has been enjoying his resurgence in the fandom. But he needs help because medical bills are mounting. Of course, in the United States, we still do not have awesome medical care. So he needs some support. He and his wife are a little bit older, and their health issues are causing them to need to move closer to the hospital in order to continue to support their health issues. So we'll have a link in the show notes, and you can take a look at this GoFundMe to help him out. You can see the current level there. It's about at a little bit over $30,000 raised of a $48,000 goal. So there's still a little bit of ways to go. But whatever you can give, if you're able to, we definitely would suggest you do that and support Ron Friedman. So
he was just at TFCon Los Angeles, and I remember remarking there that he looked a little weaker. He definitely did not seem to be his exuberant self that he generally is. So yeah.
All right. Well, we wish Ron Friedman well. Definitely check out his GoFundMe, and let's move on with the rest of the show.
All right. And we are going to start off the show this week by talking about DX9. Remember them? It's been a minute since we talked about DX9. Well, they are they're coming back, or at least the people behind DX9 are bringing the name back. And they are coming back to the table by talking or bringing back a masterpiece scaled figure. This is D18, and it's Prowl. So they are going to be doing a masterpiece scaled Prowl, and we have great prototype images of it. And it looks pretty good. It's that Nissan 280ZX, and it's a really cool looking vehicle. I mean, if you ever get a chance to see one of these cars in real life, it's a hot vehicle. It looks fast just standing still. Yeah, it's a really nice vehicle, and the robot mode is it's G1 Prowl. It looks really good. Definitely going for that cartoon image. I don't see a lot of texture on the robot mode, so it's a lot more flat lines. So expect it to kind of fit in with current masterpiece stylings, but I think it looks really good. The height on it is they're showing it as 16.7 centimeters. Or sorry, that's not right. That's tiny. That must be in inches. No, that would be huge.
Yeah.
16 centimeters? I guess that's, now maybe, I guess that seems small for a masterpiece, but okay. Well,
I thought DX9 did a lot of the legend scale stuff. Isn't this?
They did do that, but this is labeled as masterpiece. So I guess it could be 16.7 centimeters tall, and the length in alt mode is 15 centimeters. So yeah, that kind of checks out.
What is that, yeah, about 6 or 7 inches?
That's right there is 15 centimeters. So 6 inches is about 15 centimeters. And yes, just over that, about here, 6.5 inches, about 16 and a half centimeters. So yeah, it's, I guess that checks out. It seems a little small, but yeah, whatever. It looks cool. I think it looks really nice. And I'm looking forward to seeing a color prototype here. I have the masterpiece scaled one. And I have a third-party add-on where I got new hands for them, like articulated fingers, and I got the rocket launcher add-on as well, which was kind of standard for those ones because it only came with these like cones. Anyway, they are. This thing looks really cool. I'm looking forward to seeing it in painted up prototypes. But yeah, nice to see DX9 back.
Next up, thanks to Autobase Aichi, we got some in-hand images of the longest-named box set I've ever seen, the Takara Dramatic Capture Series Nemesis Bridge box set. And this is the set with the Voyager Megatron, Soundwave, Shockwave, Laserbeak, and the command chair for the Nemesis. And the package has some pretty nice Nemesis artwork on it as well. So yeah, this is, we got some in-hand images, and I mean, all of these figures are redecos from the Warp of Cybertron releases for them. So if you already have these figures, nothing new to report on that, but the fact that we have them in this kind of nice box set just by themselves is pretty cool. If I didn't already have all of these, I probably would pick this up. But yeah, these are some pretty nice figures. And this is a kind of a great opportunity to just grab them all while they're all in one set. I especially love the Soundwave that actually is coming out, because I picked this one up before, but we haven't really seen an easy reissue of the cassette deck Soundwave one. All the reissues, at least that I've seen, have been the Cybertronian spaceship version, which is not ideal. But yeah, so if you're looking forward to this set, great. It's going to be coming out soon, and yeah, awesome.
All right, next up, we got a couple of Hot Wheels announcements. First up, We have the Transformer themed finger skateboards, which include a pair of finger sneakers. That's awesome, right? Anyway,
ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous. This is, of course, a Hasbro and Mattel collaboration. It looks like they're going to be close to about $10. There is a Starscream, Soundwave, and Megatron that we've seen so far. And, like, I mean, I didn't know skateboard, like, little finger skateboards were still a thing. But this is kind of cool. But, I mean.
Don't Autobots skate? What's the deal?
No, they play basketball. That's their jam. So we got to wait for the little, like, mini basketball set for that. And then also, from Hot Wheels, we have a potential reveal of a G1-inspired Bumblebee Hot Wheels car. This looks like it's just a redeco of the Hot Wheels Volkswagen Beetle with the yellow deco and a small Autobot tampo on it. But we don't have any official confirmation that this is happening. This was just an image that was leaked online. But, you know, could be cool. It'd be nice to see some Hot Wheels collaboration, getting those vehicle modes out. We've seen that kind of stuff before, particularly with the movie line. But getting some G1 versions might be kind of cool. So we'll wait and see if there's any official confirmation of that.
Is there any history of Hasbro and Mattel collaborating like that?
It did say in the skate one that this was the second one. Oh, they had previously revealed that they were doing Uno Flip Transformers.
Yes. Yeah. Char showed that off last week.
Yeah. But this is, I mean, I don't know if they've done that before or not, but it looks like they're in for it now. So.
Interesting. I mean, there's no official collab figure from of a Mattel property, I don't think. They've always just been the two.
Barbie's Dreamhouse turns into what would you call it? Some play on Fortress Maximus or Mega Supreme. I got nothing. Masakasa Dojo House or something like that. I don't know.
We'll workshop it. Don't worry. Yeah. All right. Next up, we talked about a couple months ago, the 40th anniversary of Transformers, how Hasbro did a press release with all the, tie-ins they're doing. They're doing a lot of merchandising. I mean, Transformers is built on merchandising, so that's not anything new, but... The one thing that kind of stuck out was this Monroe collaboration, where Monroe was kind of an auto shop, known for tires. And, so now we get the shape of the Monroe collaboration, where, if you roll out Monroe guests can roll out like their favorite bots, getting $40 back instantly on the purchase of a set of four Yokohama Tour 90 tires. Autobot auto magnets are available while supplies last. So you get some free Autobot auto magnets with your purchase of four tires from Monroe Tires. So if you
really... terrible deal.
And we don't seem to have any pictures of what the magnets are going to look like. So I don't know what they're going to be, but,
because no one wants to spend $600 to get magnets.
Well, if you needed tires, if you needed new tires, then, maybe this is incentive to go to Monroe.
No, you get 40 bucks back and punch magnets. Me in the face.
And Monroe teammates joined the fun by wearing a Transformers anniversary t-shirt on March 16th. So I guess that was nice. If you went to Monroe on March 16th, you'd see all the people wearing Transformers t-shirts.
Covered in oil.
There had to have been so many people who went in that day and were like, what the hell is this?
Yeah. I mean, I was always like, it's not a Monroe, but the local auto shop near my house just like randomly put an advertisement for Transformers Rise of the Beast last summer and was like, go see Rise of the Beast in theaters. And I was, and I got a picture of it. So I was really confused as to why, like, they got that advertising at their auto shop, but I don't know, whatever. Anyway, let's move on.
All right. Well, after that, I got a bit of a palate cleanser for you. So Park Ave is putting out some Easter goods with Transformers theme. We're actually getting two Happy Easter packs. One is a G1 themed, another is an Earthspark themed. And basically what these are is it's just a like a ceramic mug and a giant milk chocolate egg with Transformers artwork all over it. Kind of neat, not going to lie. Looking through this a little bit more, it looks like Park Avenue is Australian-based, so we might have a hard time getting it in the States or the UK or anywhere other than Australia. But it's kind of neat, you know, keep an eye on your local stores for it. And hopefully it comes here. Cause it doesn't look like it's going to be too much. And if I saw this in stores, I'd be like, all right, you know what? I can get used an extra coffee mug and nice giant chocolate egg. Why not? Right. It looks like they, just kind of looking down through it more, it looks like they've also released an Earthspark breakfast set. This is in the comments from on the story on TFW 2005. And it's kind of a similar thing. It's a mug, chocolate egg, and like a plate and a spoon. So, kind of neat. Again, if you're in stores, you know, keep an eye open for them. They'll probably be fairly cheap to grab and... Hey, who doesn't need a Transformers themed coffee mug, right?
It's funny, I see the artwork I see they're using for the G1 mug. It's comic artwork, but in particular, that the cover of that issue is the one where like Optimus Prime was murdering his fellow Autobots because like the Decepticons had replaced his head with a fake head. So like the tagline for that cover is Optimus Prime Autobot Killer. And that's the image they chose to put on this mug here.
It still says that on the mug too.
What? Oh my God. I didn't see that. It does. Yeah. That's amazing. Oh, it looks like they just lifted the actual artwork right for him. They cut off the part where he's actually shooting them, although you can kind of see like Prowl's like wing door there.
I mean, also probably the bottom of the bug is a little bit obscured by the box, so who knows what we'll see.
You know what? I kind of want to get this now just so I get that artwork on the mug.
Celebrate Easter by murdering the Autobots.
But then they come back to life, so, you know, perfect Easter theme. That's true.
there you go.
The artwork on the Earthspark mug is fairly generic. There's no Optimus killing anyone. It's just Optimus, all the bots, and the kids.
Yay.
All right, but yeah, if you see it in stores, pick it up. If you see it in stores in your Australia, you know what, send it to me. I'd love to have it.
All right, next up, we are talking about some new packaging, and we've been hearing rumors of this happening for a long time, and I think even on one of the live streams, they talked about it happening, but the new packaging design for Hasbro Collector Brands is going to include Transformers as well, so we're talking about the G.I. Joe stuff, we're talking about the Marvel Legends, we're talking about Star Wars Black Series, all these things, so I'm assuming... with regards to Transformers, it's going to be in one of the probably somewhere along the lines of like the Selects series for Transformers. So we're getting a bit more of a packaging refresh on this, where you know, we're getting the plastic coverings are going to be coming back, yeah, that kind of thing. So look for that to start happening in the fall of 2024. So, yeah, a little bit more longer to wait, for that to start. So we'll still have to deal with some missing heads until then.
Okay, so Hasbro designer Mark Mayer on Instagram showed off some images of the Star Raider figures. These are the ones that were announced a couple weeks ago on the Hasbro live stream. I think that was week two, was where they did the Star Raiders and for the Walmart exclusives. So here we've got Ferak and Cannonball, and several images, nice poses, Mark, he does a lot of this on Instagram where he goes through and shows off. Oh, and then we have all the other Star Raider characters as well. So there's Lockdown and Filch, as well as Ferak and Cannonball there. So, and then all their vehicle / beast modes, and yeah, then some of their design work here. So you can see some of the head sculpt design for Cannonball and Ferak here. Going back to old school, the Ferak character from G1, the G1 comics and Marvel, when Bob Budiansky created those kind of flying Decepticon hovercraft back on Cybertron. So you can see that. So more of the design sheets here. So, yeah, so it's always interesting. I encourage you to check out Mark on Instagram, Mark Mayer or Mark Clonus on Instagram. So you can check out all the stuff he has to say about these characters here. And apparently Cannonball started off as a partial of the Reactivate Soundwave. But he said that it wasn't going to work due to mold availability, basically timing capacity. That's why he changed the design there. Interesting.
All right. And then we have, again from Mark, a look at the Decepticon Doom and Destruction pack and the Mayhem pack, the two packs that were released a couple of weeks ago. So the Doom and Destruction ones, of course, two of the deluxe Insecticons. We have Chop Shop and Barrage, and we just get some really nice images. And I got to say, like, some really quality images here. These both look really, really good. So if you were able to get Ransack from the World's Collide pack, that's cool. And then we get the Mayhem pack with, I have to scroll down because I don't remember. Windsweeper. That's, of course, the old Trigger Con. But he's coming with his little Target Master boys, Clean Sweep and Ozone. And then also Breakdown from Transformers Prime. So that'll go great with if you've got the Bulkhead or any of the other Prime figures. These look really, really
Knockout.
Cool. Or Knockout, I'm sorry. It would probably go better with Knockout because they were a pair. They were a pair. You can't have Knockout without Breakdown. You're right. What I do love though is that he brings up that the it comes with the little weaponizer that is Malleus Minotaurus, and apparently it was Solus Prime's blacksmith helper. And I didn't know that. So apparently this was Solus Prime's hammer. Which it's kind of cool throwing a little bit of lore in there. But these figures all look cool. I am 100% in for the deluxe Insecticons. The other one, not as much. But, it's still really, really cool. Love the images. If you're not following Mark on Instagram, you really should, because the images he posts are awesome.
Both of those deluxe Insecticons look phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. And considering that they're just redos of Shrapnel and Bombshell.
Yeah.
They look really, really good.
Yep. All right. Well, that's all our quick hits. So let's move on to our main topic.
All right. And for our discussion topic this week, we are going to talk about the live stream that happened. So this is week three that this happened. And once again, Hasbro Transformers Division had a live stream. They're keeping their word. So 3 weeks in a row. And they talked about legacy figures. So they had a bunch of figures out there and showed them all off. Nothing crazy. Nothing we hadn't heard about before. But we're getting to see all these things in person at this point. So that's that was good. We got to see up first. We got to see the core class. I guess this one might be new because I think we only saw Cheetor last time. So this was Beast Machines Cheetor. This is in core class. And so this thing looks pretty cool and much smaller than its previous counterpart. That was the, I can't even remember what they called it, like a Mega or something like that, an Ultimate?
Supreme?
Supreme, might be Supreme. Oh, the thing was massive and unruly. You couldn't transform the thing. Like, it was just ridiculous. So, yeah, so this is much more manageable. And if you're a fan of Beast Machines, this is going to be something you're going to want to get. So it's fun. Then they moved on to Deluxe Infernac. And they had a bunch of deluxe figures, so this was nice to see. So Infernac is another one. This is the new, like, kind of Rock Lords style thing. A brand new mold. And they went into some lore saying that this one was the crystal from that one G1 episode. I can't remember. Was the one that was focused on Cup. Yeah, what were they calling that crystal? I know it's on the tip of my tongue because I loved it because it had like Predacons were in it and it had Run Amok and Runabout in it at the beginning. And
Call of the Primitives, or is that a different one?
No, it's a different
one. That's a different one. But it had the like that gigantic like kaiju in it as well. That yeah. Anyway, I can't remember the name of the crystal, but this whole figure, this character is supposed to be made out of that crystal.
Also, the character's name isn't Infernac. That's the line with the crystal or the rock figures. This one is, oh, I just left away from it. Shard. This one's Shard.
Shard. Right. Yeah. Yes. Not to be confused with Shart. That would be what you would do if you got hit with some of these crystals.
Yeah. Oh, it's called Chaos. That was the name of the episode.
Yes, because the monster was Chaos. But what's the name of the crystal? Okay. Come on, you're right there.
I just closed it out. You keep going, I'll get back to it.
Right. So anyway, this looks really good. I'm really looking forward to seeing this in hand. I haven't gotten any of the Infernac characters, the Rock Lord style things. They look good, but they're just not where my collection is going right now. But this mold looks really interesting. I'm interested in checking it out at least.
Death crystals.
The death crystals?
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
So easy. I should have had that. Anyway, we're going to move on to the next one, which apparently has started making landfall already. I've seen pictures of these posted online. This is G1 Gears. And, this one's an interesting one because, the pictures that I've seen, everyone is showing that, you know, oh, he's missing in his packaging. I mean, I don't think we have any pictures of his packaging, but everyone's showing that pictures of his packaging, he's missing his chest plate and, something. Should be noted that if you buy this thing in package off the shelf, the chest plate has actually been detached on purpose and is being put inside the box in like a piece of tissue paper, like, you know, they do with weapons and stuff. Oh. So if you see it in the stores and you're like, where the hell is his chest plate? Well, it's in the box still. It's just, you gotta kind of buy it and open it and there it'll be. But yeah, so little helpful hint there, for people buying Gears. You're not getting screwed. It's in the box. But he looks good. He's a character that I think everyone's kind of looking forward to if you're doing a G1 shelf. And they've moved all these mini bots to deluxe class. He's the next one on the list. So yeah, I'm looking forward to him myself. Next up, we have a remold slash repaint of animated Prowl, which they have turned into Deluxe Chromia. And this looks amazing. It looks really, really good. I think they've put this into I can't remember what line they put this into. Like anime, it's not animated. It's like
Cyberverse.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but it looks great. I really like what they've done with this figure. Honestly, when they said it's at the remold off of Prowl, I thought, oh my god, it is, and I had to actually look at it sideways to think, oh, there it is. Okay, yeah, that's Prowl for sure. But no, it looks really, really good. The alt mode looks great. Fantastic looking figure. If you're into the female characters, pick up this Chromia. I don't think you'll be disappointed because it's a great mold. Up next is a figure again that has been hitting landfall already because I've seen pictures of it on Reddit and on Facebook and stuff. This is Cybertron Starscream, and this is a Voyager figure. So you're getting a bigger figure on this one. And he looks fantastic. And honestly, the pictures we're seeing here are just like 3D renders, and the pictures that were from the live stream don't do it justice. The coloring on this figure looks phenomenal. So I think if you're a fan of Starscream, if you're a fan of the Cybertron series at all, I don't know who would be, but it is a good looking figure. And I think they said that this is built on the Tetrajet mold. Like there's the joints in there are from the Tetrajet mold. So this is like a heavy, heavy retool. But there's still some DNA in there from the Tetrajet. So it's interesting, but it looks fantastic. So yeah, I'm looking to pick it up myself. Some of these figures, the show might have been shit, but the figures were great. So yeah. Next up, we've got one that definitely leaked out a number of months ago. This is Beast Wars Cheetor, Silver Bolt.
Number one Beast Force fan, my ass.
I'll get there. We got Silver Bolt, and this is. This is the main member of Superion. No, I'm kidding.
What?
Somebody did do it.
But yeah, I did. I saw that picture. Yeah, it's. So this is the picture for Takara. They said that Takara leaked this out the new year because they were so excited to get it out. They had Hasbro's permission to do it too.
When Takara does it, it's not a leak. It was an official release.
Yeah. Well, they asked Hasbro if they could release pictures of it, and Hasbro said, "Yeah, sure." So this is officially now Hasbro has announced it as well. So yeah, it's being done. I mean, we all knew it, but it looks great. Beast Wars Silverbolt is a really cool character. In the series, and an awesome toy. The original toy is fantastic too. This toy just looks, just looks better with the modern engineering. So, yeah, look forward to getting this one as well. And next up, we've got one that we've been seeing an awful lot of recently, and we've talked about on the show. This is G1 Sandstorm, and this one's just an awesome looking figure. The Triple Changer is, you know, alive and well. They have a really interesting gimmick where they tried to, you know, the one of the molds or one of the alt modes is a dune buggy, but they didn't want to do like a roll cage in there because they didn't want to have to deal with that. So they gave him this kind of like cage that he can use as like the rescue helicopter as well. So that cage becomes the roll bar in the dune buggy mode. It's an interesting kind of dual usage. I don't know what the hell he's supposed to do with it when he's in robot mode. It just kind of hangs on his back, but it's an interesting kind of usage for that cage. It looks great. It definitely looks like the G1 toy. I'm looking forward to getting it. The designers did make mention of the thrilling 30 Sandstorm. There's too many S names in this one, man. The Sandstorm from Thrilling 30, and they did mention how that one was a great figure. Definitely used or needed for the time it did its thing for the time And this one is for, you know, legacy and for homaging G1, you know, and this is doing a completely different thing. So I'm looking forward to picking this up as well. And
how fragile this is with the, like, it looks like it's got a string tied to the roll bar cage, and that is, it doesn't look like it's removable. It looks like it's integrated into the figure.
Well, so. I mean, you've got it looking, it looks like it's right on his arm right there in the picture you're showing. Yeah. So it's right there. I bet you it's pegged in.
It's pegged in because look at the other arm. There's a spot there for a peg.
Oh, okay.
So I bet you it can peg in and out.
All right. I can tell you dealing with toys at the local comic shop for the last, like, I don't know, 8 years or so, that any toy with string in it doesn't stay strung. It either gets broken or knotted up, knotted to the point where it looks like it's not a knot. It's so tight. So if you're not if you're not careful with these, like, you know, collectors would be, then the string is going to get real messed up. So, for kids, I assume Hasbro is following all the legal, you know, stuff to release a toy with string in 2024. So I can't expect that anything would be a choking hazard or whatnot, but yeah, I'm sure they've done their homework,
It's just a future very expensive accessory that Daryl will have to pick through a bin at TFCon and find to complete.
Well, that's why I'm buying it now.
And if the string breaks, just restring it yourself. That's a cheap purchase, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody will be able to tell the difference.
That's right.
The original came with black string. This is purple. No, it's not.
During the stream, I think Mark specifically called out, hey, I know a lot of people were looking for the animation head for Sandstorm, and it sounded like they were hinting that that was going to be a Selects release or something. So if you really want a Sandstorm with a animation G1 head, you might want to hold off. Or, I mean, if you want both, I guess you can buy both. But if you want that.
Or someone,
yeah, they called him Handsome Sandstorm.
Which
I had never heard of before from that the episode with him and Octane hanging out. This looks like a great figure. I mean, I've mentioned it before how G1 Sandstorm is low-key the best G1 figure just on transformation. It's a fantastic figure. So I'm looking forward to seeing this one because it looks like it has a lot of the same DNA. Legacy Sandstorm. It looks great.
You mean best G1 triple changer or G1 figure overall?
G1 figure overall. Yeah. Yeah. It's a really, really good figure. Yeah.
I've never seen one in real life to like mess with at all. So
really?
I'll agree with you, Daryl. It is actually a very, very complex and very like complete figure. And like when you look at like the dune buggy mode versus the helicopter mode, like it is not like very, it is not obvious. And on the G1 figure, kind of like what you do to get from point to point, it's a really intricate and complex figure, and it's kind of cool.
It's especially very cool,
especially compared to Broadside and Springer, who are really, really simplistic.
It's not big. I mean, I have it sitting right there. It's not a big figure, but it, you know, that's why I say it's kind of like this low key, because people will say, okay, well, I have G1 Megatron and that thing kind of flips inside out. And I'm like, yeah, that, you know, this thing kind of turns inside out to go from dune buggy to, you know, a helicopter. And then it kind of explodes out a bit to do the robot mode. This is a triple changer that nobody really pays attention to, right? I had a friend here in London who'd never owned one, who'd never had one. And I said, dude, I'm telling you right now, you'll thank me later, buy Sandstorm. It's just a figure that you've probably seen at a show or passed by 100 times. And you never thought twice about it. You buy a Sandstorm and you'll enjoy it. It's a really fun figure, really easy transformation. And Dr. Pants, I'm going to tell you right now, pick one up. Find it with a gun, because the gun will cost you $40 by itself. So, yeah, well, the gun is expensive. So,
well, I will keep my eye open at TFCon Toronto this year.
Nope. Low key stealth announcement that Dr. Pants will be at TFCon Toronto.
Hey, look at that.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
now you guys are making me regret that my G1 Sandstorm didn't survive my childhood. So I'm sad now that for the Sandstorm that I had and enjoyed playing with, and I have no idea where that figure is right now.
And you should be sad.
They're easy enough to come by. The problem is that if you can find a gun for it, that's the problem, right? The figure itself is a dime a dozen. They're everywhere, right? Mm. But the gun is the hard part. And the gun you really don't need, because in helicopter mode or in dude monkey mode, he can't hold it. So, so it just kind of gets lost. So anyway, but yeah, enough about Sandstorm. It's a great figure. The new one looks fantastic. I've already put a pre-order in for the new one. And I have, like I said, I have the old one. So, last on the list of announcements was something we have talked about before, and that is the Origins Wheeljack. And this, I believe, started coming out as well. So this, stream definitely wasn't announcing anything new or anything that hasn't been already kind of leaked or somehow announced through another channel. But this is something that we're all kind of looking forward to. This is looking really cool. I know Charles has all the previous iterations. I just have Jazz, so I'm going to pick this up and still hunt for the Bumblebee. But it looks great. I don't know what else they could do for that first episode, that Cybertronian episode, but another Origins figure. The Tetrajets again, just better.
Better Tetrajets, yes. You need better Tetrajets.
But yeah, these look sound, great, these Origins.
Soundwave telephone pole, I guess.
the light poles. Yeah.
If I remember correctly, though, they showed off that the Siege one actually did do the lamppost mode.
Yeah, okay.
In quotes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's I remember them showing that off, and I remember trying it once. And I'm like, this is stupid.
It's dumb, but yeah. Hey, I mean, if you squint a little, it all works out. They also mentioned, and I hadn't really put this together, is that Wheeljack comes with this like wing pack or whatever. They just kind of hang on his back. That's a road for his alt mode. This kind of like Cybertronian mode or road that he can kind of drive on or hover on. That's Charles.
Wait, doesn't that go like around his like front to replicate that shield or something in the
He can hold it as a shield as well. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So it's a tri-purpose item. It's nice.
All right.
So there we go. I don't know if any of the other figures can actually attach themselves to this road, but it is available. It's coming with Wheeljack. So there you go. But that's it for the stream. They talked about a bunch of stuff. They got in, they got out. They did it in less than half an hour. It was real quick. They talked about what to expect next week on their fourth and final stream of the month. Next week is going to include pop culture focused items. And Ben mentioned how he is really super excited about one of the things that's going to be mentioned next week. And he kind of hinted towards there being a... something about turtle power or something like that. I think it's something pretty fantastic in the next week's announcements. So
it's going to be a party.
Pizza. Yeah. So I don't know. It's I fully expect a turtle van mentioned in the next thing. So, but Ben's been really excited about this week four announcement. So yeah. Anyway, we'll look forward to that, and that'll be on, Thursday? Thursday, the 28th. Tomorrow. So yeah. Look forward to that.
All right. Well, that's all our toy discussion, so let's move on to trips to the store.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
All right, Trips to the Store is powered by our friends at TeePublic. That's where we have all our merchandise. So you can get any Transmissions merchandise at transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic. So get cool shirts like the one I have, the one Daryl has. Good guy and bad guy shirts there. And you can get other merch too with our logo on it if you so desire. You can also get any TeePublic stuff through our link, and that will still help out the show. So just go to transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic and buy any TeePublic stuff through that link. And, you know, that that supports Transmissions. So we're going to start off with Mike.
Can't believe I'm first on this one. This is embarrassing.
Believe it, Slacker.
Oh. All right. Well, I haven't been out in a while, and I don't really have a ton to show off, but I will show off a couple things here. So issues 4, 5, and 6 of the Transformers comics. I went to a comic store and I got them.
Good job.
Yes.
Well done.
Now, I'm not certain if I should show this off or not. I know it came in kind of late last year, but I just don't know if it was actually on the show. So it might be a duplicate, but I'm going to show it off again. The Clash of the Combiners game from the Transformers deck building games, the Clash of the Combiners expansion from Renegade Games. It, as the title implies, it introduces combiners that you can play as in the deck building game. So it was a fun time. We all had playing it, and I have not had the chance to get it to the table a lot because most of my friends are not into Transformers as much as I am. So, well, you know,
another episode of us playing it, maybe.
Yep. But yeah, that's actually it's a really cool expansion for it. It is a true expansion, so you do need either the base game, Arising Darkness for the Decepticons, or the War for Cybertron version. All three of those work as base games, and that will work with any of them. I think it works best for something like the War for Cybertron, just because the rules were written for that particular base game in mind. But It'll still play with all the other ones too. And speaking of Transformers games, I picked up the new RPG book from Renegade, The Enigma of Combination, for the Transformers role-playing game, with rules as to how to create new characters that do combine and that are part of combiner teams, and things like target masters, power masters, headmasters, stuff like that. So yeah, it's a nice, fun little supplement book. This is the third one they've released specifically for Transformers. But there is another one in there, like the Field Guide to Action and Adventure, which is effectively like a big crossover book. So if you wanted to cross over Power Rangers with G.I. Joe, with My Little Pony, with Transformers, you know, you could do all that.
All right.
But yep. That is what I got.
All right. I will go next. So I picked up Cobra Commander number 3. They mention Energon, Daryl. They do. Somewhere they mention Energon in there. You see an Energon cube. Is that enough? Is that good?
We're going to talk about that, Charles.
We'll have things to say.
I feel like Daryl will have a lot to say, and none of it.
We'll see. All right, that's for alt mode. So save your comments. TeePublic. So TeePublic. Before TFCon, we ordered some shirts from TeePublic, and they messed up one of the shirts that we got for Daryl. So I sent an email And they said, oh, sorry about that. We'll send you a replacement. And they did. So now I have Daryl's replacement good guy
shirt.
Same
shirt I'm wearing now. And the one they sent originally had a giant penis on it. It's crazy. I said, Charles, this is probably for you.
Wow.
I don't want
to. Gotta admit, that's not the direction I was expecting this podcast to go.
Really? How many years have we been here?
That's what the explicit tag is for.
But, yep. Don't usually use it. Gotta make sure we keep it.
Daryl, you'll get this, I guess, in 3 months when I'm at TFCon Toronto.
Yeah.
Last week, I showed that I had gotten that X-Transbots Overdrive, and I opened him.
He's got
cool blast effects with the, you know, his little front guns that come out, and every weapon he has blast effects. So that's cool.
Never remove from box, Charles.
Huh?
Never remove from box.
Oh.
How is the finish?
It's nice. It's not very metallic. But it is really nicely painted.
Uh-huh. Okay. So,
yeah, it's cool. I don't know. I guess the camera can't really do it justice.
There you go.
It's got a nice glossy finish, it looks.
Yeah, it looks really nice.
It does look nice.
And it's got a lot of features. Like, it's got let's see if I can get these up. It's got headlights that come up.
Oh,
cool.
Like there.
Nice. Like the real car. Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And the guns flip in side like the original figure. So, and it has a flight mode. It has a flight mode and car mode like Trax does, like the original figure had.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm pretty satisfied with this Overdrive. And I wondered, do I have my old Overdrive? And I did. I dug through my old junker G1 box.
Oh boy!
And there's my old Overdrive.
Sans head. Wow.
Yeah. The head's there. Sorry.
He's a little floppy.
The head's there, but the car hood is gone.
Right.
So yeah, his joints are all his joints have seen better days. He's very floppy. The stickers are all faded. This figure has seen better, much better days. He does.
If you don't mind, how much was the new one there?
He was $110.
$110.
Okay. So, yeah. It's not bad. Rubber.
Yes, the tires are rubber. Yes, they are rubber.
All right. X-Transbus really does rubber tires.
Are they doing the other two with this?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
They did. X-Transbus has done a lot lately.
Hmm.
Like, there is a lot of stuff out there by them. Charles, I missed it when you first showed off that you got this figure. And why specifically that one? Just because you had him as a kid and you're a fan?
Yeah, this was the Omnibot that I had as a kid. You know, I did the robot points thing. I sent away for it. I did not get the other two. I think I was much less OCD when I was a kid and didn't really follow through on everything. But I did, like, I did save the, you know, I was very proud of saving up the robot points and sending away for this figure. Mm-hmm. You know, you got the little stars, you know, playset thing, you know, and you join the human team that helps the Autobots and everything. So I was 8 years old. What do you want? No, I was into that stuff.
No. I completely understand.
I had this one and the gray one, Camshaft.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, and also I did not treat my toys very well, apparently, when I was a kid, because this guy is not doing too well. I mean,
he's still played with.
Yeah, he is. He definitely is. So, my one little complaint I do have about the, the X-Transbots one is that the feet are, I mean, I guess to, in order to get the, like, the, I guess, ankle tilts and stuff, the feet are very floppy. Like, they're just kind of, they don't really peg into the bottom of the legs. They're just kind of, like, hanging out so that you can do, you can pose them in, I guess, different poses. But I would have preferred the feet to be a little bit more stable, but that's it. But everything else, I have no complaints about this guy. So.
Did it come out of the box in robot mode?
No, it was in car mode. I had to transform it, so I did transform it.
Good for you.
All right, we're going to go to Dr. Pants.
Okay, I have a couple of things to show off. First and foremost, let's start with a big one, because I like big bots. But it's already been shown on the show because I know Daryl has it too. But this is Transform and Roll Out, Commander of the Stars. This is the Cybertron Optimus Prime, the full powered version. And like, come on, that's a good looking Prime. That's a damn good looking Prime. A lot of die cast. He's got all the weapons and everything. And it does all the, like, the cool gun transformation stuff. It lights up. It came with a Cyber Planet key. I will admit,
you
when
can't
I first
put it anywhere.
No, you can't. There's is there no, yeah, there literally is no hole for it. So the one complaint I have is when I first got it and I transformed it, all of the fingers disintegrated.
They all break. They're terrible.
They exploded. And I contacted I think I got it from Shozi's store. I contacted them. They sent me a bunch of replacements, and the new ones I have no problems with whatsoever. So actually, fun fact, it came with a baggie of replacement fingers and they all exploded too, like the first run. So I had to wait for another set, but I got those and he's good now. So I really like that figure. It transforms almost just like the original toy. He's just proportioned much better. And I dig it. I dig it. Some smaller stuff. I have the Buzzworthy Bumblebee Dinobot figure that is the toy version of Dinobot from Kingdom. And I always kind of liked the toy version of Dinobot because it just, it's pink. It's pink in like a coppery color. And it's so weird. And the face looks nothing like Dinobot. It's the blue faceplate. And it's, I don't know, holds a special place in my heart from being a kid. And this was on sale. And I didn't have the Kingdom Dinobot, so I had to try this one out. And it's pretty cool. The transformation is actually really interesting. I dig it. I dig it. More Legacy Generations Voyager stuff. I have Legacy Armada Starscream. And this figure is, it's great. It's great. Just way more poseable, better proportion than the original one. My only regret, the cannons aren't spring-loaded. They're not mini-con activated. And also, the wing doesn't come off as a sword. It's a separate piece. Which it's stashed away in a bin of accessories right now. But like,
how does that compare to the Thrilling 30 one they did?
I like this a lot more than the Thrilling 30 one. The proportions are a lot better, and I like the colors a lot better. Okay. Also, the Thrilling 30 one felt a little looser to me. This one, everything feels like real nice, tight joints and whatnot, and the transformation is a lot of fun. But also the fact that it actually...
one is the deluxe, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one has actual cannons that flip out rather than just the backpack, like, you know, sitting on his shoulders like the Thrilling 30s one. This one, you can do the same thing where you can get the, like, the turbines on his back. Like the Thrilling 30s.
I like that looks better. Yeah.
And there's something about that, like the toy look where it's got that and they're just hanging on the back. But
I hate that part so much.
I don't know. There's something about it, but I mean, to each their own, you know?
Yeah.
Next up, I did have a package show up from Hasbro Pulse yesterday. I got Junkie on Scrap Heap. So,
yay.
Yeah. I have all the Junkions, all the Voyager-sized Junkion motorcycles. I love them. Like, they're all the same figure, just slightly different, like they should be. And as soon as I get... I have a display case back there for anybody who can't see. Once I get stuff displayed, you can bet someone's riding this guy in that display case. You know what I mean.
That's what she
you know
said.
You know what I mean. But, I mean, if you've got Wreck-Gar, or what was the other one that came out? Junkyard?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, it's basically the same figure, slightly different transformation, only in the chest, really, and like slightly different look. But I love the Junkions. That those and the legacy ones they put out were just so cool. So I will keep buying Junkions as long as you make them. And lastly, I got a little Springer. I got a little Springer. It's a human Springer from that one episode. I don't remember. What's the name of the episode? Anybody know? I don't
know. Only human.
Oh, that would make sense. Yeah. This little figure is really nicely painted. Like his, can we? No. Okay. But he came with a couple of accessories, like this, like a robot Springer. I just had to do that. So, Charles, this is also X-Transbots. This is X-Transbots Virtus, and this is their masterpiece scaled Springer. It was on sale at Big Bad Toy Store for almost half off, and honestly, Springer's one of my favorite characters. He's not at the top, but he's like top five, below Prime and Soundwave and Star Saber. But like this guy just looks absolutely fantastic. He looks just like the cartoon. And despite what I saw a lot of reviews say, the transformation's awesome. It does a really great job. His car mode, his helicopter mode, they all look really, really good. And this was the premium version. So it also came with a few other things like a flight stand. So in helicopter mode, he can be flying, which also holds all the accessories, including nice blast effects for his guns, which is really, really cool. And my favorite accessory, and I had to assemble this one, he gets a separate helicopter blade piece that looks like it's in motion.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. That's cool.
Cute.
It's really cool. It's a pain in the ass to put together. But
also it takes up so much space to store, too.
It does. Like, I put it together, and I'm like, what am I going to do with this now? Like, am I going to display him in helicopter mode? I might just so I can have an excuse to have put this together. And the one last thing I want to show off, because this was cool, but I can't see myself using it at all. He came with 7 faces in total and also a replacement head. And it's an IDW head.
Oh,
and it looks really good, but I don't think it's going to work so well on like the G1 body. I just don't think it's going to look as good. Mm. So I don't know.
Too bad you didn't have that Thrilling 30 Springer.
He already has a IDW head. And also, I've already said on this podcast, I hate that figure. The one I had sucked. So meh. I will say that they did do a good job, though, doing the head switching, because all you have to really do is, like, turn the head around, and eventually it just pops off, and you can just pop this on. So I'll put the IDW head on it. We'll take a look here. Maybe. Like, it's a good-looking head sculpt.
Yeah.
It's really good. I just... He's a G1 Springer, so he's going to keep his G1 head. But the figure is great, and Charles, I don't know about the... Which one was that? Was that Overdrive?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about that one, like how it was die-cast-wise, but this thing's heavy. Like, there's so much die-cast in this.
I didn't mention that. This guy is pretty heavy and feels very, very metally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this version also, I will bring up, came with replacement shoulder parts because the original ones were painted die-cast, and apparently there was a lot of problems with the paint chipping. This one came right away with plastic replacement shoulders that you could swap out. So no issue there. But I really like this figure. I have other Springers I might have to keep picking up more because, again, I really like that character. But that is what I have to show off this week.
All right. Impressive. But I think Daryl might have something more impressive.
We're going to find out.
We can try.
I can hear the nervousness in his voice now.
He had some big stuff. He had some big stuff. I mean, stuff I've already got shown off before, so it's not, you know.
What, this? You shown off this? The Virtus?
A version. I want to start off with this because this is pretty small, and I can move it. My brother came over last week and he's like, oh, hey, I picked something up for you. I'm like, oh, yeah, what's that? And he's like, I was in the dollar store and I found this. This is just that micro figures. This is Starscream. These are in our dollar stores here in Ontario. And they're all Starscream. I know there were like four different characters, Optimus and Bumblebee and Starscream. And I can't remember the fourth, but I've only ever seen the Starscream in these dollar stores. So anyway, my brother bought it for me. He said it was like $3, so he didn't care. And I mean, thanks. So I got it.
Three bucks in a dollar store?
Yep.
What dollar store doesn't offer dollars anymore?
The dollar store doesn't specify how many dollars anymore.
Exactly. I was just at a Five Below a few weeks back. There weren't many things that were Five Below in that Five Below. The next thing I've got, I picked up a couple things, and honestly, I don't remember if I have this figure already. I just saw it again, and I thought, you know what? I really like this mold, and it's really fun, and it's just really great at doing what it does. This is Beast Wars Quick Switch.
Quick Strike.
This is Quick Strike. Quick Strike. Yeah, Quick Strike.
Come on, Beast Wars fan.
Quick Strike. Yeah, so... I like this figure just on the fact that he just looks awesome. He's got the scorpion and the snake. The snake head's the scorpion tail. I think that's really cool. And the robot mode's not great. So he's generally going to, you know, stay in the scorpion snake fusor kind of mode for me for a while here. But I like him. He's fun. He looks badass.
Does the tail still spray water? Does that still work?
It's squishy, so okay. I'm going to assume it does.
Okay.
I will not be testing that. I don't put water in my figures, so.
Well, no, I meant more that the squishy part was still squishy and hadn't somehow disintegrated.
Yeah. The next one is going to require a little bit of work for me because it is currently Daryl complete. It needs its guns, but I think I should be able to find them. I hope. I got to do some digging, but... this is, I think it's Universe Swerve. This is I don't know, he's the blur mold or whatever from Cybertron or Armada. I can't remember. Yeah, and they turned him into Swerve for Universe. He came with a little mini-con, and I don't know, this has kind of been dubbed like the Deadpool Transformer because he's just red and black. So anyway, I picked this up. And I'm missing his guns, but I should be able to find those. Anyway, he looks cool. I like the red and black, and it's the year of Deadpool, so whatever.
And that car mold is just awesome.
It's super sexy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very sexy car mold. Yeah, so pick that up. The next thing I got a Beast Wars remold for myself, a little Dinobot action here. Dr. Pants, when we were doing our big bots episode on this character, I thought I had one and I may still, but I picked another one up, Grimlock.
Nice.
This is, the white and gold repaint of Dinobot into Grimlock. And, he's got everything there. So he looks pretty good. And, so.
Is that a gold classic syndrome figure?
It's a good question. It doesn't appear to be. So, yeah, I don't see any gold flake in the legs. So I'm going to say no. All right. Moving on. I found this guy. And I think for the... regular release retail, this completes my Optimus Primals. I got Optimus Rodimus or whatever they're calling this one. This is like the red and purple one. Yeah. So
it's universe one.
The Rodimus. They call this Rodimus Primal. I don't know what they're. Jeremy, if Jeremy was here, he'd know the fandom name for him. So. Anyway, I have the original. I have the like grayish one, and now I have the purpley red one. So, yeah.
Okay.
And yeah. There's like a red convoy one, like an all red one. I don't have that. I'm not chasing that. I don't really care.
The one that's like red translucent plastic.
Yeah, I'm not really
the blazing one.
Yeah, that's really expensive, and I really don't care that much.
Yeah,
you're not chasing that high.
No, I don't like Beast Wars that much.
I got a way to beat Daryl. I just have to spend a lot of money.
Yeah, the one that everyone kind of heard me messing with before we started the show, I was transforming it into robot mode. It is Alternity Shockwave. So this is the metal version. This is the Mazda. That's
Alternator, not Alternity.
This is diecast. This is Alternity. So
that's Binaltech then, right?
Yeah, because Alternity was small.
Yeah, Alternity was
so then it's Binaltech. Yeah, Binaltech. Whatever. Okay. It's metal. It's Shockwave, and yeah. So
it's so metal.
It's so metal. So, whatever.
Good figure.
I like this. This is a fun one. I don't have a lot of Alternators, Binaltech anymore. I got rid of most of my collection. I've only kept a lot of the cooler looking cars. But I really liked this Mazda. I think it's a 626. I can't remember the model. But
RX-8.
It's an RX-8. Yes, it is. It's right there on the back. So I really like this Mazda RX-8 and in purple, no less. So, yeah. I have the Jazz version that I've gotten the Repro Labels sticker set on, and it turns it into an actual Jazz looking car, and it looks really great.
Nice.
The other one I want to mention, let's start off with last week. I was talking about how I made some mistakes at TFCon Los Angeles. Let's start off with the first one that I thought I could get away with, and has definitely, I'm not even going to try and chase it because it would cost me way too much. So, I saw this in a plastic bag labeled $50. I got it for $40 and I thought that's a deal. But, after getting it back and transforming it and realizing this is a mistake, this is G1 Road Caesar.
Oh,
it is, just the vehicles. There's no accessories. There is nothing else but the vehicles here. They combine. That's it. So it's a bit of a pain in the ass. And I can see I did a quick little Google search to see how much it was going to cost me to get some parts to even make Road Caesar look like a Road Caesar. Don't even try. It's like $800. It's crazy. So
you need the chest pieces, his weapons,
his foot pads. I need it all. Yeah, everything. Damn. So including I need a new tire. The rubber's gone on that one. And I need the windshield on the red one. That's gone.
And there's no Brain Masters, is there?
No Brain Masters in either any of them. So yeah, and the head. The head is a whole other piece too. So yeah, I need them all. So I decided, you know what? I will just use this as kind of like a parts piece for something. Maybe I'll end up getting another parts, one that has some pieces that this one needs or vice versa. Anyway, I'm not dealing with that anymore. The other mistake that I made was I bought this first, and this seemed like a great deal. This was $75, and I thought, you know what? I hadn't seen this one before in person. This was a really good deal, and I could probably source out the parts for this, and I can. I could source them out. They're not that many, and it transforms all on its own, and it becomes its thing. It doesn't need any bits to do it. This is G1 Sky Gary.
Sky Gary!
Wow. All right.
So, the two of you who reacted weren't on the show last week.
And I was with you at TFCon, so I saw this in real time, what happened.
So This thing here is it's fine. There's nothing wrong with it. It's good. It's got a little bit of yellowing on the arm. Maybe you can tell. It's I don't know.
You can
it's
see it. Yellow.
Yeah. Fine. It's, you know, there's a little bit of yellowing. There are no parts, no little bits or pieces. It cost me $75 and it turns into Sky Gary. No problem. It's turns into its alternate mode. No problem. As the end of Sunday rolled around, I came across this.
A Sky Gary.
A second Sky Gary for $60. And it came with a backplate and the little vans that are sitting right there on the shelf. So the little vans that he comes with. So this one was less money, whiter. It's actually like pristine white. This thing is like in great shape. And it came with more accessories and it was cheaper. It was just, so I'm like, for fuck's sakes. So I'm like, all right, well, I'm in for two Sky Garys now. So I have an extra Sky Gary. Does anybody need a Sky Gary?
Nope.
Only cost me $80.
Raising his head.
Cost me $80.
All right. Hold on one second here. So all of the Sky Garys like I'm seeing like on eBay are into the hundreds. Are you certain you didn't get a knockoff?
Well, the first one I bought was from what is his name? Artfire 2000 or what? 9000 or whatever. He doesn't sell knockoffs. So
okay.
Yeah, so I'm fairly certain that the first one is this one here. I mean, it could be, but the fact that it came with all the gear and stuff like that, I'm pretty sure. I mean, I look at them side by side and they look identical. Even the stickers look the same. I mean, they look exactly the same. The lack of accessories, the lack of the gun, the lack of some other things really kind of lean towards it being, the cheaper version. There were a couple other figures that were pretty, cheap on the Artfire table. So I mean, this is a possibility. I have, when it comes to G1 figures, these are the ones I have very little to no experience with.
Sure.
So, yeah, if you were going to pull some wool over my eyes, it would be with the Japanese G1s. But I mean, I'm happy with it. It looks great. Like I said, the white on it is pristine and, it transforms great. Anyway, I have two Sky Garys now.
Nicely done.
So,
You didn't and want two Sky Garys.
Piece of shit, road teaser. Yeah. No, I did not want two Sky Garys. So, yeah, I spent a little bit more than I wanted to. Honestly, if I made a plan, going into TFCon and said, look, this is how much you're probably going to spend, and then just walk out of there with like a boxed, G1 Overlord, then I'd probably be happier with myself right now. I did not make a plan, and I walked out of there with a bunch of, smaller things, decent things, but a lot of smaller things. Anyway,
I had a plan last time I was at a TFCon, and yes, it helps.
Nope, I never have a plan.
No plan.
Nope.
But we'll see what happens in July when I'm at TFCon Toronto. So
it's three of us. It's three of us who are going to be there.
Amazing.
Mike, are you going to be there?
There is that possibility. Yes. Ooh, I'm not saying no right now.
Nice.
There you go.
We're lucky I didn't get any kickback from that.
God. Oh, boy.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Well, we're running a little bit long, so I think we're gonna wrap things up here. So that's it for Trips to the Store. Let's finish up with the rest of the show.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right. Well, we don't have any more convention news or feedback this week, so I think we're going to wrap it up right here. Thanks, everyone, for watching and listening to this episode of Transmissions. As always, at the end of every episode, we give a shout-out to our Masterpiece Donatrons. Those are the folks who contribute the highest level to our Patreon every month, and we really appreciate their support. So thank you once again to John4x11good and DemonTech82. You guys are awesome. We really appreciate your support. And we appreciate everyone's support who hang out with us, all our Donatrons who continue to hang out with us at transmissionspodcast.com/support. So that's where you can sign up to become a Donatron. You get lots of perks. You get access to our Patreon page where we have bonus content. You can watch the show, watch us record the show live every Sunday before it goes out on Wednesday. And, you know, you can you get some merchandise too if at the higher levels. Lots of good stuff. So if you'd like to just join up, just hit us up, transmissionspodcast.com/support. I mentioned that bonus content. Of course, We Like Big Bots is a bonus show that Daryl and Dr. Pants have done. They've got 12 episodes of that out. Hopefully more coming soon at some point this year. I guess we'll see. Yeah, these guys got the big bots. They're always bringing the big bots. So we hope to see more.
There's one kind of there. You can kind of see him. He's sticking out just a little bit.
And we also have bonus content from our Transformers Live Play RPG podcast, Empire of Rust. Last week we had the bonus version of Empire of Rust, episode 111, Thank You for Revving. And this week is the regular version that's out. It should already be available in the free feed at transmissionspodcast.com/rust. And this is continuing season 3. So this is the second episode of season 3, episode 111. And we're coming up on an anniversary too, I think. So Mike, any big developments coming up for the latest episode, Empire of Rust?
I think I know I made mention of it in the podcast, but we record earlier than we release. So I'm pretty sure it's a 5th year anniversary that's coming up in this next month. Next month. It was in April. Mm-hmm. I had to think there for a second. I'm like, wait a second, what's going on here? And spoiler, we completely forget about it because we record so early. But we come back, we may mention of it in the next episode. Don't worry. But no, we blasted right by it. I had no recollection. It's like, oh shit, yeah, this is coming out in April. Should we talk about our anniversary on this one?
Well, you still got
season 3. Perfect jumping on point for Daryl.
Yeah.
It's really good. Listen to it.
Daryl has no comment. All right.
No.
All right. I don't understand why We Love Big Bots still getting top billing on this show when it hasn't had a new episode in like a year.
We had a new episode like a couple months ago. But I'm going to agree, Mike. I think Empire of Rush should get top billing. But,
you know. Well, maybe we'll make that change. We'll see.
Only our editor, Mike, got back to editing.
Well, we've also got our code at toyhacks.com. Our friends at toyhacks.com have given us a 15% off code. All your purchases at toyhacks.com, use that code LUCKYBOTS for the month of March. We're almost at the end of March, so only for a few more days will this code be active. But we'll have another code for next month as well. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, but this code works for all your purchases. There's no limit. So take advantage of that. 15% off all your purchases at toyhacks.com. And we've still got our Transformers number one from Skybound with the exclusive artwork from EJ Sue as our cover. That's $15 on our website, transmissionspodcast.com/comic. We will have some at TFCon Toronto. So if you are coming to TFCon Toronto and you want to pick one up there, you can, if you can track us down, we'll have them available. We'll be around. We'll be around all weekend. So, let us know if you're interested. And that's all. So that's everything for this week, this episode of Transmissions. Thanks everyone for watching. Dr. Pants, thanks again for coming back. We're glad your computer issues were resolved. So why don't you tell everyone where they can find your stuff online?
You can find me and my friends at the link. If you're watching, it's right here below my name. But you can find us at Nerdstradamus. There is a link tree that takes you to everywhere because we're everywhere. Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, Instagram, but mostly YouTube. And in all fairness, there has not been a lot of new content from Nerdstradamus as of late. March Mechnus came and went with not much at all, mostly because of some recording issues. But we have plenty of stuff coming up in the next few weeks. So check us out, especially if you're a Final Fantasy fan. We have a new episode talking about all things Final Fantasy. So, tune into that.
Nice. And Mike, anything you'd like to tell us about? We mentioned Empire of Rust. Anything else going on that you'd like to shout out?
Yeah, not much at the moment. If you want to give me a follow on Instagram, you can do it at Minervion, Minervion. I occasionally post some toy photos in there that's kind of fun to look at. But otherwise, yeah, just keep on listening to Empire of Rust.
All right, everyone. Thanks again for watching and listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all.
See ya.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/discord. Want some cool transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.